Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is Buddy Pierce, and I'm going to introduce him in just a moment. You know, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur, and I know I've said this before, but I think it's really more of who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place and truly want to make a difference in the world. Perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show today. I always want to take a moment at the beginning of every show to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I know that time is our most precious asset, and so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you're not going to be disappointed today. So we're going to take a quick station identification, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce Buddy Pierce and bring him on the show, and then we can get into our discussion for today. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everyone.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Welcome back to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel. Let me introduce our guest for today, Buddy Pierce. Bud Pierce is the mastermind behind Neuropower Selling and the concept of selling with your brain in mind. With over 25 years of sales experience, a master's degree in industrial and organizational psychology, as well as training in NLP and hypnotherapy, Bud's vast knowledge has combined to create Neuropower Selling, a new revolutionary yet extremely practical mental technology based on proven methods that you can leverage to make professional selling faster, easier, more enjoyable, and more profitable. Neuropower Selling is unlike anything on the market today. It's a step-by-step learning process that takes your knowledge of sales to the next level. Bud, thank you so much for taking your time to be here today. I am so excited to have you here to share all of your wisdom and golden nuggets with all of us.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You know, I read a little bit, obviously, about people in their bio, but there's always more to the story, right? So would you share with us a little bit about your journey and how you have found the significance of mindset to be a powerful foundational tool that people need in building a business? Maybe, you know, a little bit about your journey. What's brought you to the success that you enjoy today?
Well, thank you, Bonnie. Yeah, I've had an incredible journey from my early education, graduate school, and working in different professions, and working as an industrial psychologist for a large company. And what led me to where I am today is my 20 years plus in sales, dealing with all of the problems that salespeople have, from fears, false fears. You know, fear stands for false evidence appearing real, and the fears, not understanding how to set goals correctly, procrastination, not understanding the fear of public speaking, how to read people and how to present correctly. All of these things came sort of around back to me when I started studying the mind. And I see the mind as a giant supercomputer without a manual, and I'm trying to create that manual for salespeople.
Yeah. And, many of those things you mentioned, to me, it's all based in fear. You know, the fear has many faces, right?
That's right.
Many symptoms of fear. And so the procrastination, not being able to set your goals, the whole public speaking thing, oh my goodness. You know, and all of those things that go along with that. So tell us a little bit more about how you've discovered that the mind is really like a supercomputer without a manual.
Okay. Well, so when I entered into sales, I didn't know anything, and I started studying. I read books by Zig Ziglar and listened to his tapes, and I started studying the work of Brian Tracy. And Brian Tracy would talk about that success is nothing but copying other people's success.
Yeah.
So I started reading and read as many books as I could on sales, and started understanding that a lot of what a salesperson goes through is the way they think and the way they act and what they believe, their expectations in life. And so I became a speed reader. I read hundreds of books, and I discovered neuro-linguistic programming. And when I started studying NLP, I started realizing that, we're only born with two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises, and everything else is in our minds.
Yeah.
And if we can learn what causes that, it can change our lives. And really, neuro-power selling is neuro-power living. And I don't know if I answered your question correctly, but understanding that the way we see ourselves, the way we talk to ourselves, is what we become.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are what you focus on.
Yeah, we get what we expect. We are what we focus on. That's so true. So just for everyone's awareness, would you just say a little bit more about NLP for those people who may not be as familiar with that?
Right. Well, so I heard Brian Tracy talk about, meditation and the way your actions and the way your brain stores things. And I didn't know what that stuff was, so I started looking into it and discovered something called neuro-linguistic programming. And it's was created back in the 60s, early 70s by John Grinder and Richard Bandler. And they were two characters, and they studied linguistics and the way the body processed information. And they started studying people like Milton Erickson, who was really the grandfather of modern-day hypnotherapy, there's a couple other famous people, linguists, and they realized that you could, by the way you process your thoughts, you can change who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And they came up with a series of techniques. And they teach them today. Those two gentlemen have split in their methodology, but both are correct. And really, neuro-linguistic programming is nothing but hypnosis, and just a different form of hypnosis. But it's really changed my life learning NLP and continuing study. I've studied under a gentleman by the name of John Overdurf, who is a NLP modeler. And he's a brilliant hypnotist and researcher. And in the last 3 years, neuroscience has changed this whole field.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to read pretty much daily to keep up with what's being discovered.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, thank you for that that description of NLP for those people who might not be quite aware. But, it's so true. I mean, in terms of we are what we think, and we can choose the thoughts that we have and the emotions that we have. And sometimes we just don't remember that we have choice to do that.
That's correct.
So I would imagine, well, no, I shouldn't say this, but maybe you started out in your business and everything was always fine and there was never any pitfalls or barriers or challenges that you faced. And maybe that's true. But if not, if there's something that comes to mind, something that, you got stuck on or was a challenge, how did you overcome that and what kept you from repeating that?
Okay, when you're talking about my hypnotherapy business or my sales business?
You know, really any of your businesses, well, because you've done lots of businesses.
I have. Well, so when I entered into sales, originally was hit up with the fear of cold calling, which I think all salespeople are afraid.
Sure.
I have that fear. They don't like being told no, and and I just persevered. I just kept pushing on and on and on, kept talking to people and was successful. But when I became a sales trainer and a sales manager, a very successful one, I heard, you know, common excuses. You know, I heard salespeople say that their leads were no good. People just weren't buying. They can't sell. The economy was no good. The process was no good. No one wanted the product. They couldn't get people on the phone. No one wanted to meet with them. And, you know, those were probably common things that all sales trainers hear in any sales industry. And, so I had to use, you know, taught a lot of Brian Tracy material, Zig Ziglar material, and things like positive affirmations and things. And the thing is, what I didn't realize at the time, and I do realize now, is that it's all state of mind. If you have a negative state of mind, or if you have a state of mind around fear, and you see yourself as afraid, it doesn't matter how many affirmations you're making. If you're in that negative state of mind, you're rehypnotizing yourself every day with fear. And the way your unconscious mind sees itself is the way it becomes. Mm-hmm. And so I remember sitting in my car, Bonnie, screaming to myself, I am a great salesman. I'm going to close this sale. But I was scared to death. And deep down inside, I knew that I had struggles. And so, you know, it didn't work. Had I known what I know, you know, what I know today, if I'd have known it then, my life would have been completely different. If I could have seen myself in my mind as closing that sale and actually stepped into that person and seen through those eyes and heard through those ears and felt that success, I would have wired my brain for success. It would have been infinitely easier.
Yeah. Oh, you bring up such a wonderful point, Bud. Because, you know, people can say affirmations, and then in the back of their mind, in that subconscious realm, they're saying, yeah, like, that's never going to happen. You know, they just don't believe what they just said because the emotion isn't there. That is so spot on.
That's exactly right. And part of what I've done with Neuro Power Selling is study. Now I've become a photo reader. So I read, you know, I read 20,000 words a minute. And I can go through a book in, you know, just a few minutes.
Wow.
And I've really practiced. I've read probably 10,000 books in the last 6 years.
Okay.
And I'll go to the bookstore and sit down with a stack of books and go through them and get the information out and leave. And what I've done, I've taken, and I'm still doing this every day, I take other people's information and I apply it to the mind and I make it better. I mean, not that what other people are teaching is wrong, but you can make it better by understanding how your mind works, how your brain works. And, you know, I just basically take other people's information and put it on steroids.
Wow. Well, and you, when you think about it, there really isn't a lot of new information.
That's right.
It's sort of redone, regurgitated, reworded information.
Exactly.
But sometimes people need to hear the same thing seven different ways before it finally clicks.
That's right.
So looking back on your journey, which has been vast because you've done lots of different things, so was there a sort of a turning point for you, like something that you – like the most powerful change that you made that like changed everything, and then it was like a tipping point.
You know, probably when I realized the power of self-talk.
Mm.
You know, I used to go around quoting Zig Ziglar. He said, "You're where you are. You're where you are based on what you've put into your mind. You can change what you are. You can change where you are by changing what you put into your mind." And old Ziglar, I guess he was a neuroscientist and didn't know it. But when I realized just how true that was, understanding that we're 90 to 95% unconscious, and our own thoughts and what other people say to us and what we say to ourselves gets wired in through the process of neuroplasticity. And Hebb's law connects these neurons. And then when we constantly think about what we believe, then this quantum Zeno effect kicks in and it becomes strong. You know, the brain's like a muscle. The more you think about something or exercise the brain, the stronger it gets. And so if you believe you're not good at something and worry about it, it gets worse. But if you can basically use imagination, and imagination is the language of the unconscious mind. You can use your imagination to change your life. Just learning some simple techniques. And I know my teacher, Melissa Tears in New York City, she's an amazing hypnotherapist. She tells me that that I give away tens of thousands of dollars worth of therapy every day by the techniques I'm teaching.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah. Probably too much, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's that's so true. I always like to think of the neuroplasticity and the, sort of the grooves that we make in our brain. I just call them grooves. It's like, okay, you've got a rut of depression, a rut of fear, a rut of whatever, but you can change it. You can make a new groove. You can make a new pathway. Neuroplasticity is amazing. And I don't think that people thought about neuroplasticity the way they do today, you know, even 10 years ago.
That's right. And if you can learn what your problems are, if you can see it in your mind, and if you can learn techniques to break those patterns, and then learn how to do self-directed neuroplasticity. So basically, you know, when we have a problem, we develop a bully in our brain. Mm-hmm. And if you can learn to remove that bully, interrupt that pattern, and kick that bully out, then you can learn to rewire your brain for success really pretty quickly. And we're taking this neuro power selling. We're developing two more products: one neuro power achievement, and then neuro power fitness. And all three of these are going to be revolutionary. All these products.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't really matter what you're after, whether it's fitness or health or more money or better business or better relationships. In my mind, at least, it starts, no pun intended, it all starts with the mind.
That's correct.
And what we think and feel, especially feel. So, you know, it sounds like finding, you know, realizing how powerful the mind is and neuroplasticity and that we can choose our thoughts was really sort of, Or was that sort of a turning point for you in to get past? I mean, what got you out of sales and into developing products like you're developing today?
Well, I retired and moved back. I was living in Dallas, Texas. I moved to Virginia to care for my mother who had dementia. She passed away. I was bored. I wanted to get back. I'd always read psychology, you know, related material. So I wanted to I've always wanted to be a hypnotherapist for some reason. I don't know why. And I started going to all these courses. And, you know, you can go to a weekend class anywhere and get a certificate. But I decided I would go to the very best schools that I could find. And they weren't that hard to find, but they were very expensive. And I started going to these classes in New York City. And my teacher's teacher told me, he said, "Bud, you're never going to make a great living as a hypnotherapist in a small city like the one you live in." He said, "You need to develop a product that you can sell around something you know." And, of course, I knew sales. Mm-hmm. And when I started thinking about everything I was learning, it just like the light bulb went off in my mind. I said, you know, salespeople don't know this. Salespeople don't know this. And what a change it would make. And, you know, Bonnie, I went into an Aflac office here where I live and in an hour increased their production 300%.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they were just blown away by that.
Yeah. And it's so, I mean, it's everything, I always say this, everything that we need is really within us.
Absolutely.
And what's simple is not always easy, but you have to know how to do it.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So you retired, and then you went, and then you got into all of these other things.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Now, are you ever going to retire? I'm just curious.
No, I'll never retire. This whole NeuroPower concept. I've got a list of things we're developing and creating, and it's going to be a great journey.
Yeah. I always say, I'm never going to retire. I'm just going to retool into something else.
That's what I've done. I've completely re-engineered myself.
Well, I know. I thank you so much for sharing your story and part of your journey. And it is so true that we have so much power, all of us within us, and don't realize that sometimes. And I know that you have a very special gift to share with everyone that may actually help with that. So would you like to talk about that?
Certainly. I'm going to be giving what I call the NeuroPower Cheat Sheet, and it's a list of things that you can do as a salesperson to help you advance your career. And also I'm going to be giving away a self-hypnosis exercise. I call it the morning exercise, and it's a way to reach deep inside and rewire your unconscious mind for success. And you can do it before you get out of bed in the morning. And it's a really an amazing technique that I teach every one of my private practice clients. And I do it myself every single day, and it'll transform your life. This exercise will. And we're gonna offer those at a website called neuropoweracademy.com/mindset gifts.
And I will put the link right on this page so that people can get it as well.
Okay.
If those of you listening is like, well, what did he say? Don't worry, because the link is going to be right under the interview. But that is a very generous gift and so needed. It's amazing. Thank you so much for being, for sharing that with so many other people. Whoever told you that you give all this stuff away for free is right. it's a lot of stuff. So thank you for sharing that, because it allows us to sort of unleash that power that's within us that we don't know we have. Sometimes we're afraid, there's all those pieces to it, but just starting with the right mindset. I am a big believer in a daily routine. I have my daily routine as well, and you got to start your day off on the right note. So I think that's great. Whoever's listening, whenever you're listening to this, I would certainly go check that out, because it's a good tool to have. I always like to ask the speakers, the experts that are on this summit, to share maybe like the golden nugget, right? The most important thing that you really want people to be able to leave with. If they can't remember anything else from our conversation today, what would you want them to remember? Maybe it's a suggestion or some advice, or maybe it's an action step, something that they can do right away.
Well, I will give you a suggestion, and I am just a hypnotherapist, so you can follow my suggestion or not. but it's to be careful with your self-talk. Watch what you say to yourself. If you tell yourself that you're not good at something, you're not going to be very good at it. Your unconscious mind cannot tell the difference between something that's real and something that's not. And so if you may be very good at something and have a bad episode and then start doing the negative self-talk, and you just don't realize it's more than negative self-talk. When you're saying something to yourself, you've got a neural connection going on in your mind, and you're programming yourself. So try to be aware of your negative self-talk. Stop it dead in the tracks, and start thinking positive. High expectation is the key to success.
So true. And we get what we expect.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great golden nugget to leave with people, because it affects everything else. That's such a valuable tool. It's a simple thing to do. Sometimes it's not easy, but a simple thing to do is to just, it always has to begin with awareness. If you're not aware of something, you can't make a change or a choice, consciously at least. And so just being aware, I think that's great, great advice. So is there anything else that you want to share while we're on our call today as we're wrapping up, Bud?
I don't think so, Bonnie. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. You know, just our slogan is unlock your mind's infinite potential, and it truly is infinite. And if you just learn, I don't know why they don't teach these things in school. I guess they never will.
Now, I always want to remind you that the Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at BonnieGressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for the Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.